It's Thursday afternoon here in Vine City, and from where I'm standing at the intersection of Grave Street and Foundry Street, you can see some signs of the neighborhood's challenges. Behind me, there's a row of boarded up homes. There's a boarded up apartment complex right next door. These are some of the things that hint at the area's high vacancy rate. Now, some things are harder to see, like the neighborhood's high poverty or the large number of renters who live here. Invest Atlanta thinks its Vine City Renaissance Initiative can help fix these problems by bringing in new homeowners looking to invest in the neighborhood. The program gives down payment assistance to home buyers who purchase in Vine City or English Avenue just up the road and stay for 5 years. Seems like a great idea, right? But since the program started in 2014, only 5 people have signed up.
So it's not about, 10 years from now, I want to see that we've done 1,000 of these loans. To me, it's more about the quality as opposed to the quantity.
Don Luke oversees the initiative, which gets its money from a neighborhood trust fund set up in the late 80s when construction started on the nearby Georgia Dome. She says the program doesn't turn a profit. It's not designed to.
It's designed to be catalytic, which is very different. Catalytic means we want programs that are going to make a difference. So it's not about the money and how much we make. It's about the quality of life that we're providing for our residents.
But can 5 new homeowners make a difference?
Even if they do just a few loans, they're probably making a significant impact on what's already going on.
Dan Immergluck studies housing policy at Georgia Tech. He says 5 loans looks like progress when you consider the area's slow market. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says only 10 home loans were made in the area in 2014, and only 20 the year before. So Immergluck says even a small return could have an impact. But
a down payment assistance program, while it could be a key part of a bigger initiative, isn't going to turn around a neighborhood or draw in lots more people all by itself.
He says housing needs to be part of a larger strategy that also focuses on reducing crime and poverty and bringing jobs to the neighborhood. Frank Alexander agrees, but has concerns.
First, that the city may give up, that the mechanical details of community revitalization simply become too great, and so the momentum stalls.
He studies real estate policy at Emory University and says it wouldn't be the first time efforts to turn the neighborhoods around had failed.
The second concern is actually that it will become so successful that there will be, over a few months, incredible demand for a Vine City or an English Avenue.
That could displace the neighborhood's current residents. Still, Alexander's hopeful the area is headed for better days.
Now, I'm an idealist, but I think now there's more hope for English and Vine than we've seen in 20 to 40 years for those neighborhoods.
He says programs like Invest Atlantis and the money being pumped into the area with the construction of Mercedes-Benz Stadium could put the neighborhoods on the edge of a turnaround. Don Luke with Invest Atlanta says that turnaround could have big impacts.
Anytime we do anything in the city of Atlanta that increases the value, whether it's in your neighborhood or some other neighborhood, it is increasing the entire value for the city.
It's an attractive idea, one that, for now, Invest Atlanta and at least a few new homeowners are betting on. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.